This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The number of people who traveled to Colorado for abortion care shot up 125% last year. According to the state health department, there were 13 people from Oklahoma who came to Colorado for abortion care in 2021. In 2022, it was 188. Jack Teeter is with Planned Parenthood of the Rockies.
We see patients who have driven 1,000 miles one way and often do it right in one go, access their care, and then drive straight back.
Most out-of-state patients come from Texas. Last year, more than 2,200 people came from the Lone Star State, compared to only 400 the year before. Supporters of an effort to oust Pueblo's mayor didn't collect enough signatures to qualify for a May county election. Instead, they may have to wait until summer. CPR's Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce says residents want to return to a city manager.
In 2019, Pueblo elected Nick Gradisar as the city's first mayor in more than a century, instead of being run by its city manager. Not everyone has been happy with that change, and those gathering signatures still have until March 1st to collect the required 3,768 signatures to hold a special election in the summer. Pueblo officials say that could cost up to $300,000 for that election. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Mesa County Sheriff's deputy shot a man in Grand Junction last night. Law enforcement has released few details of the shooting, but said the man went to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Right now in Grand Junction, it's 36 degrees. This is CPR News.